Next, we're going to take you to the Pacific island nation of Fiji, where a tiny bird called the long-legged warbler went more than 100 years without a confirmed sighting by humans. This is a reddish-brown bird, only about 6 inches long. It was first spotted in the 1890s, but then it disappeared for so long that scientists feared it was extinct. Now, a group of researchers has rediscovered this warbler deep inside a remote forest reserve on Fiji's largest island. Guy Dutson is the project manager for BirdLife, which is a conservation network, and we have found him in Suva, Fiji. Mr. Dutson, may I ask how you even know that it is the long-legged warbler, given that no one had seen what one looked like for 100 years?
That's a very good question. My Fijian team have spent so much time in the bush that they know pretty much every song, every call, and every bird. And although this song is quite distinct, it's most similar to another species of warbler. So when they heard this novel song sounding like a warbler, then they assumed that this must indeed be the long-legged warbler, which we have been looking very hard for over this last year. But to make absolutely sure, we caught one of these birds, took photographs, and then let it go again. And now we have the photographs. Everybody can see that this is indeed the long-lost, long-legged warbler.
Forgive me, but I've never been bird watching. Do you just take a walk down the road through paths in the forest, or is there a technique to this?
You can do that, but the place we found this is 6 hours' drive and then another 3 hours' walk over a mountain pass and into a forest reserve called Wambu. It's just the other side of the highest mountain in Fiji. And we found along a stream in this forest reserve 12 pairs of this bird, which is quite remarkable considering that, as you said earlier, there's been no confirmed records from this island since 1894.
And I understand that you can play for us a recording of what it sounds like if you're along that stream in the island there.
Absolutely. This is a recording made by one of my Fijian colleagues, Timothy Gaunivanaka. And now we have this recording, we and any other visitors to Fiji stand a much better chance of finding this bird. So here goes, and I hope you like the sound of it. So that's a series of loud, clear notes, and it's very interesting to read that when the birds were first discovered in the 1890s, local people had a traditional name for this bird called Mano Kalau, which means spirit bird. Local people will just hear this noise coming out of the forest, and it's a rare bird. It's one they probably wouldn't be familiar with because it is rare and secretive, and it's just a new and novel sound coming out of the forest.
Well, Mr. Dutson, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.